This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Citigroup, the world's biggest financial services company, is getting smaller, at least in the United States. Citigroup plans to eliminate 5% of its workforce while continuing to grow overseas. The move will cut about $2 billion from the bank's operating costs this year alone. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that the cuts are an attempt to appease some of Citigroup's investors, who say the company has become inefficient and bureaucratic.
Citigroup said it would eliminate 17,000 jobs through layoffs and attrition and move another 9,500 to low-cost areas, both in the United States and abroad. That means the company will be outsourcing at least some of its jobs to India and other places. Chief Executive Charles Prince said the company had done a thorough review of its operations and had concluded that it had too many layers of management and too much bureaucracy. In some cases, he said there are managers who have just two or three people working for them. And Prince said the company was determined to change that.
You will see a more efficient, more tightly managed, and more tough-minded Citigroup than you've seen in the past.
Prince spoke in a conference call this morning. Prince and his company have been under enormous pressure lately from investors. That includes the company's biggest individual investor, Saudi Prince Alawid, who owns at least 4% of Citigroup stock. He and others say the company is too big and clumsily managed. They say even though Citigroup is huge and highly profitable, it hasn't really taken advantage of growth opportunities, and its expenses rose much faster than its revenues last year. So the company is trying to show that it's serious about changing. Frank Braden is an equity analyst at Standard & Poor's.
It's not just about cutting costs, but about changing the way they run their business to be more focused on expenses, not just now, but going forward.
But the response to the company's announcement today was decidedly mixed. Some critics noted that while Citigroup was eliminating some jobs, its overall workforce would still grow this year, largely because of acquisitions the company has made. It won't be growing as fast, and many of the new jobs will be in lower-cost countries like India, so the overall cost will be less. But the plan seemed to fall short of what some critics wanted, and that may be why the share price fell a bit more. A few investors are calling for Citigroup to be broken up into separate companies. John McCune of the research company SNL Financial was more upbeat about Citigroup's efforts.
It's a step in the right direction. I think what's most important is that they're doing something instead of doing nothing. Will it be enough? You know, it's time will tell.
But Prince Alawid, for one, is on record as saying Citigroup needs to make draconian cuts in its expenses, and today's layoffs seem to fall short of that. If the company wants to keep its shareholders happy, it may need to do more, and that means following up today's cuts with others in the months ahead. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.